Rick Jones. He is the state senator for the state, or a state senator who represents Grand Ledge, and he's on the other end of our line. Senator, how are you?
Good morning. Today I'm having coffee with seniors at the Lansing Hall.
All right. It sounds like it's kind of busy over there. You guys creating a lot of ruckus there?
Well, you know, the Lansing Mall is a wonderful place to walk around in the morning, get your exercise, and then stop at one of the little shops and have coffee.
Wanted to get your take on Eaton County getting rid of its prevailing wage law. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's certainly what the people want. The people want to get the best deal whenever they're constructing a new road or constructing a new building. That's tax dollars paying for it, so certainly they ought to have the best deal.
You think that's fair to unions?
You're right. I think it's fair to everybody, because, you know, everybody can compete, whether it's a union shop or a non-union shop. Everybody can compete for the work, and, you know, most of the union shops compete pretty good.
Do you think other cities and counties will follow Eaton County's lead?
You know, I would hope so, because we just can't continue down the road of using public tax dollars that way. We've got to get the best deal for the citizens.
All right, before I let you go, Senator, I wanted to get your take. The House Republicans are slow to find any resolution for Obamacare, at least a Michigan version of that. Many are calling for them to get going on this. What's your take on this story?
Well, it's up to the House. I think the House wants to wait until after the November election, and that's entirely up to them. Interesting, that was the conversation at the table there right before you called. The seniors here would like to see it go away.
Really?
Absolutely, because everybody is afraid that we'll end up with panels and limit coverage that people get. In fact, some people are calling them the death panels. So the people here I'm talking to do not want Obamacare.
Senator, I'm just, I find it interesting that you and the Senate isn't concerned about the House Republicans not acting on this, especially if they wait to after the elections, because the leaders that we talk to, whether it's the governor, whether it's the president and CEO of a local hospital, they think that could be too late and we could be penalized millions of dollars.
Well, I think that's a possibility, and I favor setting up the exchange right now, because that is not Obamacare. That's simply like Hotels.com or Travelocity. It's where you go online and you pick out a product. So I didn't have a problem with going into that. I do oppose Obamacare overwhelmingly. My constituents are telling me they don't want it. So I will continue to oppose it.
Rick Jones is the state senator. Grand Ledge, of course, is a part of his district. Thanks so much, sir.
Have a great day.